Boy, with all this rain that we've had, this extraordinary season all through the spring and summer, rain. I talked to a farmer the other day during the We'll Bike for Food event, and boy, they're hurting. Farmers are hurting out there. Phil Corman is with us, the executive director of CESA, the Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. Looks like CESA is going to come to the rescue here for some of these folks.
Well, I don't know if it's the rescue, but we're there. We're there every day for the farmers in the valley, and we're reopening up CESA's Emergency Farm Fund. And we're opening up for the same reason that you just began the segment with. We've been hearing from farmers, and we've been seeing it firsthand that the rains that started at the end of June have just continued and continued and continued, and it's been a very challenging growing season and harvest season for farmers. And even though most of us don't notice it, all the amazing produce is there for us and still is, getting that produce to all of us has been very, very hard.
And it puts them in a tough situation cash-wise, doesn't it?
Exactly. And that's really the purpose in a lot of ways for this Emergency Farm Fund. It's a no-interest loan up to $10,000. And the farmer doesn't have to pay anything back the first year, and it's a three-year loan. So it hopefully can carry a farmer from now until the next time they're going to see some cash come in the door to some degree. It'll enable them to put the fields to bed and to repair some equipment, maybe get some infrastructure, and start thinking of what supplies they need for next year.
How do people apply for this?
All they need to do, we have an application at buylocalfood.org. It's not a complicated application. It's due the end of October, but we really encourage farmers to get it in a little bit early so we can look it over and let them know if there's anything missing from the application.
You've done this a couple of times now, that you've resurrected this program.
This started actually way back, now we say way back, in 2011 with Hurricane Irene came through here. And we were really trying to think, well, how do we respond to a weather event like that? And we came up with the idea, Vermont had done something similar. We decided to turn to the community, both the local business community and individuals, and we raised $200,000 to create this revolving no-interest farm loan program. Mm. And it's, again, an emergency program. It's regarding natural disasters. And we also just see ourselves as a little bit of support addition to what the federal and state governments do. But oftentimes, we can turn it around quicker. And oftentimes, there are smaller farms that just don't qualify for some of those government loans.
Right. Now, there's a deadline on this.
Yeah, it's October 31st. And again, the application's at buylocalfood.org.
An exciting thing, huh?
Well, exciting, depressing, both at the same time. Right. Exciting to be able to be there with community support for our farmers, and a little bit of a downer because it was just an unfun growing season for so many farmers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was talking to a fellow just the other day, and he just shaking his head. Like, he almost like doesn't know what the future holds.
Well, that's true for farmers every year, whether you've been farming for 2 years or for 50 years. Every year is new and different, and certainly, you know, climate change has added a different spike to this. The fact that in one day you would see 3.5 inches of rain, which would have been the same for the month, and the fact that we saw 75% more rain in July and August, and then September continued that. We so far, I believe, have gotten almost as much rain in 9 months as we usually get in 12.
Incredible. Like 75%, basically. The money that you have in reserve here, the money that you raise in these fundraising campaigns that you did several years back, if 10, 15 farmers come forth here, that's going to exhaust the fund. So you got to start all over again?
Well, it's a revolving loan fund. So even though we've helped 24 farms since 2011, those farms have paid back into this emergency farm fund. So If we get overwhelmed by the demand of farmers, we'll turn to the community again. I don't expect the need will be that great. I think we can handle 10 to 15 farms.
The Emergency Revolving Fund resurrected by for the third time.
Well, it opened up in 2011. We did it three times since then. Jeez. This is the fourth time since 2011 creation.
Phil Corman has been with us, the executive director for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture, which puts their money where their mouth is, you know, not just a...
And where your food is.
where your food is too, right? And once again, give people the details, how to get involved in this and how to...
So we ask every non-farmer to talk to farmers you know so they know about this. All they have to do is the applications form is at buylocalfood.org, and people need to apply before October 31st.
Phil Corman, the executive director for CESA. Thanks for coming in, Phil.
Thank you so much, Bob.